Hello, welcome to the Too Much Rock podcast number 98. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Those Dancing Days with the song Hitten off their new album In Our Space Hero Suits that came out October 6th on Wichita Records. The band is out of Stockholm. That album has been in my iPod for weeks and is fantastic to listen to when you're walking around through the leaves here in fall. And I guess that makes me twee, but there you go. I've got lots of music for you this week, so let's continue on with another band from Stockholm. This is Hello Safe Ride.
You know, we could have had a daughter, and we could have named her Anna, and she would have been a sweetheart, but with punk rock manners, could have supported us when we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside. You could have taught her to play hockey, I could have taught her the guitar, her granddad could have shown her the way to a bar. Could have supported us when we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside. We would have made the neighbors jealous, we could have barbecues at nights. With our collected brain resources, she would have an IQ of 155. Could have supported us when we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside. She would have won the Nobel Prize and thanked her mama for all the good advice. And we could have gone swimming near that cottage by the lake, she'd never have to know what it's like when your heart breaks. When your heart breaks. When your heart breaks. When we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside. Could have supported us when we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside. She would have married a Kennedy, she would have found the cure for HIV. Well, I'm real sorry, Anna, you never got to be, 'cause your daddy moved on and he left me. Could have supported us when we retired, bought us a cottage near the countryside.
Faces of smiling teeth, purple from red wine, and I don't need a single thing for a while. And I feel a strange connection to the smiles and wide eyes, and is it really there, or is it just my state of mind? And will they help me sing my song? Sings in time, and no one works tomorrow. sleep well tomorrow night. Help me sing my song. Me glad I drank the white wine. Help me sing my song.
I do like that. That is Pale Young Gentleman with the song Wedding Guest off their new album Black Forest Tra-La-La. That came out October 7th on Sound of Science Records, based out of Madison, where the band calls home. That album is quite different from the band's first album in that it's just a lot more subdued, not any of the crazy clap your hands stuff that was on the first album, but it's still beautiful, and that song there still kind of holds some of the wonderful Eastern European feel of the first album. They played last week at Shuba's with Bearsuit and put on a very good show, so catch them as they float around. It seems like most bands are touring right now on their way out to CMJ. Not sure if Pale Young Gentlemen are making it or not, but I imagine so. Before that, we heard Hello Safe Ride with the song Anna from her album More Modern Short Stories from Hello Safe Ride. That came out sometime this year on Razia Records. I don't know how I missed it coming out, because that is Hello Safe Ride is one of my favorite bands ever, 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 and that song is just heart-wrenching, isn't it? That album is very, very good. At first, I wasn't sure I liked it as well as the first album, but now I know I love it even more, so you should pick that up. We're going to continue here with some Upper Midwest music. This is Mason Proper with a song called Only a Moment.
Can find us there. It was only a moment.
I'm kind of a fickle lover, I guess. I just love that song that is called Wives Tell from the band Kid You'll Move Mountains off their forthcoming album called Lumines. The band has self-released that and expects to have it out sometime next month, I believe. The band is from Geneva, Illinois, somewhere between Chicago and Milwaukee, and I think it has members in both or something around that. They are a new band who I just adore. Before that, I played Mason Proper, which is a band I used to adore, but I'm not so sure anymore. The song we played there was called Only a Moment, and it's on the band's new album, Ollie Oxen Free. It came out on Dovecote Records September of this year. That band from way up north in Michigan. And they, like Pale Young Gentlemen, have gone through a bit of a sound change there. And I really love the first album. Seeing them live is fantastic, so much promise. But this album, I don't think, delivers on that. So maybe I'm a little fickle, but so now, all my love for you. Kid, You'll Move Mountains, you've got it all. Coming up next, we're going to shift gears a little bit, turn it into overdrive, take you to the garage, take you to the 60s girl groups, take you to a little bit of punk, and this is Cars Can Be Blue.
Yeah.
bet you weren't expecting that one, were you? We started that set off with Sun Blows Up by the band Cars Can Be Blue. That's off their album Doubly Unbeatable that came out in July of this year on Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records. The band is based out of Athens, though they have some New England roots. I caught them about a week and a half ago when they were on tour here in Chicago. And I imagine they're still out on tour, probably working their way towards CMJ right now, so catch them if you can. They're very good live and excellent people as well. After that, we played Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly, all off of the Drunken Lullabies album that came out in 2002 on Side One Dummy Records. Why something in 2002? Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was cleaning out my iTunes library, trying to get under 40,000 tracks so it would be usable, and I came across a lone track by Flogging Molly and thought, why do I only have this track and not the whole album? And so I went and got the whole album because I knew I would enjoy it and I thought I used to have it. And so I picked it up, and that's kind of how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. But either way, we listen to it together, and hopefully I make good choices, and I make a good podcast. So that's how things work. We're about out of time here, so I need to get some other business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 98. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock podcast, you can visit TooMuchRock.com at TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with another older track that from an album I picked up to complete just a single I had. This track is called Ballad of the Broken Birdie Records. It's by Moom off their debut album, Yesterday Was Dramatic, Today Was Okay. They came out in 2000, so boy, am I even digging back deeper, huh? This album is historical and important, and everyone loves it, and I just never got it. I just had one track that somebody had sent me because it was on a comp, and I really enjoyed it, so I went and picked up the album, and I was mesmerized with it like everyone else. So that's what I'm going to end us off with, something a little bit relaxing and a little bit more, I guess. Let's go ahead and do this. This is Moom with the song Ballad of the Broken Birdie Records. Thanks for listening.